Hi, my name is Ezekiel Oyewade, and I am the event organizer for the Pink Friday 2 streaming session, and I study business entrepreneurship and innovation at DMU.
So how did you come up with the idea for the Pink event?
So I came up with the idea for the Pink Friday event when I realized that at a lot of parties, they don't play a lot of female rap, and I listen to a lot more female rap than I do male rap, and I just couldn't sing along. Yes, the lyrics would be, or the music, or the bass, the beat would be pretty average, would be pretty good, you can move along to it, but you can't really, like, when it comes to speaking the words, it's just, it doesn't mean a lot to me. Whereas female rap is very direct, straight to the point, and it's very empowering, whether you're a man or a woman. So one of my favorite artists being Nicki Minaj, I was like, okay, I absolutely want to put people on to her music more. I feel like a lot of people, they don't credit her enough for how great her music is. So this was the opportunity for me to be like, okay, let me invite a bunch of people who truly do like Nicki Minaj, who can bring friends along and we can all celebrate and have fun for her album, because she hasn't released an album in over 5 years. So yeah, that was my whole reasoning behind doing the event.
How many people do you think are gonna attend the event?
I'm really expecting for there to be at least 50 people there. So it'll be, at least I can talk to as many people as I can, get to know people who like the same music as me, because I don't really know a lot of people that know or like Nicki Minaj like that. A lot of my friends listen to her, but they're not big fans. So to have people who also like her as well would be absolutely amazing for me. So roughly around maybe 30 to 50 people is what I hope to get there. So the promotion is still going. That's what I hope.
And where will the location of the event be?
So the location of the event will be in the DSU. So the first function room. So as soon as you go into the DSU, straight upstairs. And it's just a massive room, it's just right in front of you there.
Okay, what do you think about female empowerment?
I think Nicki Minaj is very much like for women who want to feel empowered. She came into the industry and it was very much a male-dominated industry as it was rap and hip-hop at the time. And she came through, and yes, there have been so many different female rappers at the time, like Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, all of these artists, they had always been there, and we can't discredit them for what they've done and how they also broke down doors so that Nicki could enter. But I think out of all of the female rappers that have ever walked this planet, Nicki has been the most iconic with her outfits, with her song lyrics, with her flow, her versatility. I don't think anyone can really ever measure up to that. So that's why I feel like she empowers people who feel like they are less, and she makes them feel a bit bolder, because she came through, kicked the doors down, and didn't really care about what people thought. And I think that's a great message to send to women in general, because a lot of women do feel like they have to sit underneath men. There was one quote that Nicki Minaj said. She said that when a, and I will paraphrase because it did have some language in it, but she said when a woman is assertive, she's seen as a rude person, but if a man is assertive, he's seen as a boss. And it's kind of like, why can't women assert themselves and be like, okay, this is what I want, and then be acknowledged for that or encouraged to, like, thank you, or thank you for bringing that across. Whereas a man can do that, and it's like, okay, yeah, he's a man. So I think this event will be very much a sort of a way to empower and show women that, okay, here's an artist who really, really believes in you, so this is what we want.